top advisors are investing in content marketing. So content marketing is a series of anything that's online and digital.
This is 401k Specialist Editor-in-Chief Brian Anderson, and this is the 401k Specialist Podcast. Today, we're going to explore the current state of marketing efforts for retirement advisors, and more specifically, what kind of things advisors can do these days to help grow their 401k business. Here to share her unique expertise in this area is Rebecca Auerhan, who is the founder and chief marketing officer with San Diego-based 401k Marketing, a full-service marketing agency for retirement plan professionals, and who also happens to write the 401k Client Connection column in each issue of 401k Specialist magazine. Rebecca is a familiar face on the retirement industry conference circuit, who is a regular speaker on all things marketing. And 401k Marketing's client roster includes a wide range of top retirement plan advisors who they help with customized marketing materials, campaigns, websites, and expert content collateral. So welcome to the 401k Specialist Podcast, Rebecca.
Thanks, Brian. I think that is the nicest introduction I have ever had. I really appreciate it.
I'm glad to hear it. All right. Well, let's dive right into this with someone who's on the front lines of retirement advisor marketing. What do you see that top advisors are doing right now to grow their 401k business?
That was a great question. So top advisors are investing in content marketing. So content marketing is a series of anything that's online and digital. So blog articles, social media, videos, infographics, best practice guides. So when someone Googles you and looks you up in advance and they go online, your website and your content is going to shine with the expertise that you have in the retirement plan world. Now, taking that a step farther, right now in our generation, in our world, we have four different and very unique generations. We have baby boomers, Gen Xers, millennials, and Gen Zers. And what's interesting about this is every single one of these generations likes to receive content differently. Also, from a statistical standpoint, right now we have roughly 25% of our labor market is made up of baby boomers. 32-ish percent are Gen Xers, 35% are millennials, and there's a tiny cohort, 5%, that are Gen Z. And that's our current labor market. And the way that these generations like to receive content is that baby boomers really appreciate more traditional means of marketing. So they like newsletters. They love a good newsletter. Baby boomers really appreciate a referral. Your referral is your trust. And the stronger the referral is, the more likely that that baby boomer is going to take action. Gen Xers are actually, which I find very interesting from a generational standpoint, they're the skeptics generation. They don't like salesy cold calls. They don't like hard, you know, do this now marketing. They actually really love to be informed, empowered, educated, get their arms around whatever they're trying to solve from a problem standpoint, and then attack it with the way that they're comfortable, they're confident, and they know that whatever steps forward, okay, they've got this. And I think that's really important from a marketing message, because if you go back to this idea that baby boomers and Gen Xers are representing nearly 60% of our marketplace, however, every day, 10,000 baby boomers hit age, that magic age. Everyone knows what it is.
65.
So those folks are saying, hey, thank you, Brian. I've had such a great career. I've worked for the last 30 years, but I'm going to go do what I want to do. I'm going to go play with my grandkids. I'm going to give back to the community. I'm going to retire, or I'm going to slow down. And so this knowledge capital and the way that these folks like to receive information is kind of moving along with their encore career, which means that Gen Xers are rising into those senior leaders. They're taking over. They're taking the reins. Very different generation. And then by 2030, which is only 7 years away, so 2030, 7 years away, millennials are supposed to represent 40% of our 45% of our population in the labor market. That's very different. And I say this in the most loving way possible, our newest 401k participants, our Gen Zers, by the year 2030 are going to represent around 22% of our population. And think of like Gen Zers. Now, if anyone here has kids who are in that Gen Z cohort, I don't need to tell you that those kids love social media. They are obsessed with it. They are on their phones, on their TikToks, on their Instagrams, on their Snapchats at all point in time. So as you as a retirement plan advisor are thinking about what is your content marketing strategy, what is it today, current labor force, and what is it tomorrow? As this great generational shift continues to happen.
All right. I want to talk a little bit about the elephant who just recently kind of wandered into the room, and that's artificial intelligence or AI. Mm. What are you seeing out there, and how do you think advisors should approach this brave new world? Oh,
okay. Artificial intelligence. What a cool thing, right? It's amazing. You can have an idea, and like a lot of us, you know, you sit down, you're trying to craft like an article or an email or literally anything. You go, okay, I want to talk about how to run a investment committee. Okay, like from a contextual standpoint, like you can write about it, you can figure it out. But if you put that into AI, you say, let's detail it out. Three steps to run an effective investment committee. And then maybe a little tinkering based on your experience and what you know as a retirement plan expert. All of a sudden, with this tool, this benefit, you can now have beautiful, nearly accurate, gonna have to edit it. It's really important. It's really, really important, especially if there's any like statistics. You have to remember that AI has a pause date for our 2021, depending on which AI program you're using. But for the most part, AI, you have to be very careful that it has it's not up to date. So just a fair warning to everyone here. But let's, from a context standpoint, you know, fiduciary has been around since a long time. So you could write this wonderful article, and this is where the departure happens. AI is great. I love it. Hands down. What do you do next? So you have this article, right? Or this piece of content. Great. What are you going to do with it? You still have to edit it. You still have to make sure that it's appropriate for your readers. You have to get it through compliance. We live in a visual world. We see over 10,000 advertisements a day. So how are you designing this piece? Is it an article with a headline image? Is it a plan sponsor guide, which is fully designed? Is it an infographic? Is it a carousel on social media that you can kind of scroll through? You know, how are you going to visually design it so that way you're capturing, stopping the scroll, getting those folks to take action and look into it? So that's the next step, is the design element. And AI hasn't solved that yet. If you kind of goof around with AI and you put this beautiful investment committee checklist into an AI program, you are going to get back pictures of piggy banks that say 401k on the side. You will get pictures of Adirondack chairs and bicycles. No, please do not do that. Sailboats? No. This is examples of bad marketing.
All the cliches.
If you feel like this is too on the nose, it is. Just send it to one of your friends, industry friends, a colleague, a peer, and ask, hey, how does this look? Give me your feedback. Give me your opinions. And if it's any of those things that I just mentioned, just we'll leave it as that. And then the last step is, how are you going to distribute it? So are you going to post it on your website? Great. Let's talk about search engine optimization. Super important. How are you indexing the back end so Google's going to crawl it? How are you sending it via email? There's an awesome website called OmniSend. It helps you figure out the best subject lines to send. This has taken our email open rate from around 15% to around 30% for our clients. So OmniSend.com. It's fantastic. It's a free resource. This is pre-API, but we've been using it for a long time. And you can use that to figure out how you can get folks to stop the scroll of email, especially with more and more folks coming into the email marketing game. And then the last thing is social media. How are you then posting it on social media? So that way you're going to get those likes, those comments, those shares to get that LinkedIn algorithm kickstarted so that way your content can go viral.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, one more topic I'd like to explore before we wrap up is something I'm kind of curious about. And that's how much time and money should advisors be investing into their marketing efforts? And do you think that most advisors are devoting enough time, energy, and resources into efforts to grow their business?
Brian, that's a tricky question. it's a great question. So time and money is an interesting relationship, and it is. It's a relationship. It's a correlated relationship. So if you have a lot of time, then invest your time into marketing, to business development campaigns. If you have less time, which hopefully means that you are you're continuing to drive more revenue into your firm, so you're rewarded by having less time, then that means you need to partner. Find a quality marketing firm that understands the retirement plan business, and you can help work together so that way you can have an ongoing business development strategy. On just some quick stats, on average, independent broker dealers invest around $10,000 a year into their marketing efforts, and RIAs invest around $30,000 a year into marketing, which roughly translates to around 3% to around 8% of gross revenues. We always recommend that clients, well, two things. One, historically, advisors have invested 3.1% of their revenue into marketing, I've been using the stat now for over a decade, and every research report that I've read over the last nearly 20 years also confirms 3.1%. Most companies outside of our world, outside financial services, actually recommend around 10% of gross revenue into marketing. And at the end of the day, it's always a business decision. And I think if advisors thought more about that relationship of time and money, because time is money, you'd probably realize that you are investing probably closer to 10%, whether it's through actual dollars or through time invested. So that relationship right there. Great question. I love this one.
Yeah, I would say that that 3.1% does seem a little low, and the 10% seems a little more reasonable.
I agree. It would be great if all advisors invested 10% of their revenue towards business development campaigns. They would see huge lift in their entire practices.
All right. Well, we're about out of time here, but Rebecca Auerhan of 401k Marketing, thanks for sharing your insights with us today on the 401k Specialist Podcast.
Thanks so much for having me, Brian.